Welcome to Living in the Light Life Lessons Podcast Show. I'm your host, David Akins. I want to thank you for allowing me to break bread with you today. And as we break bread, allow yourself to relax, hear, and apply the word that you've learned today to your life. By doing so, you just might see the results that you've never seen before. Try it. Enjoy the show.
Our lives will serve the Lord everlasting. Our house will serve the Lord. That's why the pot is casting. Working these digital grounds like farmers. Looking in the light, Ephesians 6 with the body armor. Mindset against the devil. Luke 9 carrying the cross with every struggle. Footsteps in Jesus' footprints is where we stand. Firm foundation is where we walk, not sinking sand. We stand up for His Spirit in these times. When He speaks a word, giving sight to the blind. Like fishing lines, our cares we cast. This is the Living in the Light Podcast. One more time. Like fishing lines, our cares we cast. This is the Living in the Light Podcast. Yeah, Living in the Light Podcast. Yeah.
Whenever you're facing something, always ask God for strength. Prayer is the one thing that we have that gets us from point A to point B. Take the time and pray. Maybe skip a meal and spend that time praying instead of eating. See the results in your own life. Let's spend the rest of this year like we started out saying, breaking strongholds in our own lives. There are patterns that we have created in our own lives every day that has been holding us in place and has not allowed us to walk where we want to walk. So let's make prayer our goal to break the strongholds. So let's replace the prayer with the strongholds that we normally do. Instead of sitting around the house and complaining, let's go into prayer. Let's change prayer. Let's make prayer the new stronghold. Every struggle that you would, when you find yourself complaining, let's pray about it. You feel yourself wanting to vent, let's pray about it. Find somebody that you can call and talk about, say, hey man, this is the issue that I'm going through. Let's pray about this thing. Okay. That's what you can do. Let's make prayer our goal. Let's make talking to God our goal instead of complaining. Instead of being bitter at the boss for yelling and screaming at you, being bitter about the person that down the corner who has done things wrong to you. Let's pray about it. Let's get into a place that we break every evil stronghold that we've allowed ourselves to walk into or that people have brought us into in our lives through prayer. Let's exchange anger for prayer. It may seem like it's going to be a hard thing to do, but we're going to work on it and do it. So by the end of the year, we'll be able to be a stronghold breaker. And we'll know Him as stronghold breaker through our communication that we have with Him. Don't let your circumstances dictate where and what you can do. Learn to pray through it all. I'm feeling down and out. I'm going to get some people to pray with me through this thing. Instead of sitting here complaining about it, yeah, I'm going to talk to my counselors and stuff, but I'm feeling down and out. So you know what I'm going to do? Even though I talk to my counselors, I'm going to get with my friends and we're going to pray me through this thing. Make prayer your goal. Instead of reaching out wanting to be the star of the show and make yourself exaggerate who you are, pray about it. Lord, I don't even do those things. And I just put those words in your mouth. Start talking about Him with the things you can't do, what you can do, and what you're able to do, and how that you feel like you wish you could do more. Talk to Him about it. Pray about it. Maybe He may even open a door for you to be able to do things that you wanted to do, but you never talked to Him about it, so you never could receive it because you weren't in a place to hear Him. Without prayer, most of us stay defeated. Our strongholds knock us down. Maybe sometimes the things that are knocking you down are trying to get you to talk to God. So don't let anything stop me from praying. Pray. Just pray. However you want to start it, you can be like, Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful day. Just tell Him how grateful you are about your day. Learn to communicate with God like you communicate with everything else. Sometimes you can't even get the words out your mouth. Sometimes you're praying internally, but make it your goal to pray. Pray in the morning. Maybe on your lunch break, instead of when all that anger starts to come inside, start praying about it. Lord, this is how I'm feeling. I don't know why I'm feeling like this, but this sucks. And whatever. Maybe somebody said something to you that really offended you. Pray about it. So maybe the Lord could allow you to talk to that person, or even if he doesn't, that person may come back out of the blue and apologize for something they think they said that might have been offensive to anybody. Those are things that God does. And maybe sometimes you're just praying for the person because maybe they're just reacting to everything they have to deal with and it's overwhelming for them. Don't be so mad and be so quickly offended at somebody, because maybe you remember that you offended somebody else and you've never apologized to them. You've never seen them again. So let's show mercy to each other, pray for each other, forgive each other, and try to lift each other up. Even when we disappoint each other, let's try to lift each other up. Let's make a difference in our lives and make a difference in the people around us. Let's start praying more and let's start encouraging each other. And even if you don't know how to encourage it, let's pray for each other and ask the Lord to put people around people that can encourage them. Because we can't do everything, but God can. And God can cause people to be in situations where they are encouraged. And if we notice someone struggling in an area, let's pray for them. I say, man, I'm praying for you that you can pull out of that thing and ask the Lord to help you to encourage them. Maybe the encouragement may be that you're not struggling alone. Maybe the encouragement may be that every time you see them, you're shaking their hand or giving them a hug. You know, we go to work and we think that I'm just at work. Well, the Lord gave me the power to get well. So then in the prosperity of me working, then I ought to be reaching out to folk. Maybe I should be the blessing that he has caused for me to be. But the only way I'm going to be it is through prayer. Make prayer a big goal in your life and see what happens. Don't let what you struggle with cause you to not pray. Maybe you're whatever your hangups are. We live in a day and age right now where people have so many hangups. But let prayer be the one thing that you have that you never, ever let go. Pray through it. Wait for God through it. Your patience has value. Anything you ever wanted in life, you were patient about. When you wanted the new car, you're patient to sit there and go through all that paperwork, all the headaches of signing 99 pieces of paper and all the talks of you get this discount, you get that discount, and them trying to throw you the fast deal instead of making them go back there and work on the big deal. And you walked in and you're like, oh, do we offer you the car? It's going to be this much money. And you say, no, if you can't get it this much, I'm out the door. And they'll work to you to get to that level because they want the sale. If you're patient enough to wheel and deal with things, then why not be patient and wait on the Lord to bring you something that you can deal with and help you to get where you want to go? There's going to be struggles in everything, but prayer is the one thing that you have that throughout all of it can strengthen you, keep you, and develop your relationship with the Lord that can take you where you've never been. You might be surprised. Sometimes we're sitting in places and we're like, Lord, I've been sitting here. I've never done anything. But when you start talking to him, you just might find that maybe you've been sitting there for too long, and where you've been at is the place that you chose to be. So stop holding yourself back. Pray about it. Pray. Because maybe if you start praying, you just might see that he's already opened the door and that you're supposed to step in it. But because we don't pray that much and we let our outside things influence us, instead of God's word and prayer, we go right after the things we should. So today, be blessed. Remember to make prayer your big goal. It's going to be a struggle, but do it. Instead of complaining about everybody that you're with, pray. Make it your goal to replace those nagging, stupid habits that you have, talking and gossiping about people, praying for them. Maybe you spend 30 minutes praying for the person that makes you mad. You just might not be mad at them anymore. And you just might find an opportunity to reach them and reap a soul for Christ. If you pray for them. We got to the place that we don't even talk it anymore. When we go to church, we hear about, let's pray through this thing. And we talk about a little bit of prayer. We talk about, oh, get in the word and you're going to be free from this. But some things you just got to keep praying through. There are people who have ailments and they prayed years over it and finally they got freedom. But in the process, they learned so much patience. They were able to reach so many people and be so calm. And the testimony changed over a period of time. It was 4 years before the Lord delivered me. But through the process, I was able to walk through this. And I developed relationships with different people. And you're like, wow, you did all that growing and that little bit of, yeah. Because nothing comes overnight. It takes development. God is not giving you something that we can't handle. The thing is that when we start praying, we start learning who we really are in him and what we're able to do. You might learn that the thing that you've been running from, God's been trying to get you to turn around and destroy it. There's a lot of things you can do in prayer. In prayer, you find that your big weapon. Your biggest weapon is talking to your father. The enemy can't stand it when you talk to him, because when you talk to him, even the enemy has to bow down. Oh, he's listening to my prayer. He ain't doing nothing. He can't stop you from talking to God. It's impossible for the enemy to stop you from talking to God. We found out when we looked at in the book of Matthew, when we looked at the Canaanite woman, they couldn't stop her talking to Jesus. Matter of fact, they couldn't even understand what she was even saying to Jesus, and Jesus was saying to her. They were lost. That's the same way when the enemy is trying to distract you from praying. He has no idea what you're really saying to God. All he can do is throw his temptations at you that he knows that is the same thing he throws at everybody else. The lust of your eyes, greed, popularity, pride, all those things. But when you start talking to God, the enemy is in a confused state because he can't deal with what you're saying to him. It is so important that when we talk to God, God made it so important that nothing could stop them from talking. Nothing stopped that woman from talking to Jesus. The apostles couldn't even stop. They had to beg her. They begged the Lord to send her away because they had no authority to send her away. And when you go to God's presence, there is nothing that has the authority to send you away from God except for God. So stop letting the enemy tell you that, oh, God, I want to talk to you. Yes, he does. Matter of fact, he's so into talking that when you start talking to him, there's nothing that can stop you and him having a conversation. He'll move everything out the way. So be blessed. Enjoy. Remember, look at prayer. See the effects of it. Remember, the best times you ever had in life was when you prayed. Be blessed. Thank you once again for listening to Living in the Light, Life Lessons. If you're just checking in for the first time, I pray that it is a blessing to you. And at the same time, subscribe. Pass it on, share it on Facebook, Twitter, wherever it might be. Just share it to others. Send the link to someone else. You can also check it out the website at Living in the Light, Life Lessons .podpage.io. And also, you can also like us on Facebook, but subscribe, share it with others. And if it's a blessing, if you learn something, please share it with others so it can keep going on. And thank you once again. You be blessed, and I look forward to talking to you as well. Love you.
Our lives will serve the Lord everlasting. Our house will serve the Lord. That's why the pot is casting. Working these digital grounds like farmers. Licking in the light, Ephesians 6 with the body armor. Mindset against the devil. Luke 9 carrying the cross with every struggle. Footsteps in Jesus' footprints is where we stand. Firm foundation is where we walk, not sinking sand. We stand up for His Spirit in these times. When He speaks a word, giving sight to the blind. Like fishing lines, our cares we cast. This is the Living in the Light podcast. One more time. Like fishing lines, our cares we cast. This is the Living in the Light podcast. Yeah, Living in the Light podcast. Yeah.